olive trees, and globalization.
But even if we can get the right politics, geopolitics, and geoeconomics for sustainable globalization, there is another almost intangible set of policies that must be kept in mind. It involves recognizing the olive tree needs in all of us and making certain those are being protected as well. This is why I began this book with a discussion of Cain and Abel, and I will end it with a discussion of the Tower of Babel. What was the problem with the Tower of Babel? Isn't it what globalizers dream about today? A world in which we all speak the same language, have the same currency, follow the same accounting practices? It was precisely their sameness which allowed the people of the world in biblical times to cooperate and build that Tower of Babel, to build a tower that might actually reach to the heavens. I was talking about this one afternoon with my friend Rabbi Tzvi Marks when Tzvi suddenly looked up from his coffee and asked me, "Was the Tower of Babel the original version of the Internet?" After all, the Internet too is a sort of universal language outside the bounds of any particular culture. It is a universal mode of communication that, at least on the surface, seems to make us all intelligible to one another, even if we don't all speak the same language. And it allows us to connect with all sorts of people with whom we never shared an olive grove. But what did God do with the Tower of Babel? He put a stop to it, is what he did. And how did he put a stop to it? By making the people all speak different languages so they could no longer cooperate. Why did God do that? Tzvi explains it like this. God did it in part because he felt that the people were trying to transcend their own human limitations in building a tower to the heavens, in a way that might challenge him. But he also destroyed the tower because he felt that their common language and approach was ultimately dehumanizing. It denied all particularity in men and women in favor of a universal language and a universal project. And therefore, God's solution and his punishment was to stop the tower by making all the people speak different languages. It was God's way of getting people back in touch with and in balance with their olive trees, which reflect their own individuality and their particular links to a place, a community, a culture, a tribe, and a family. Can we really connect with others through email or internet bridge or chat rooms? Or is all this standardizing technology just empowering us to reach farther into the world while exempting us from the real work required to build relationships and community with the folks next door? I keep thinking about this young Kuwaiti I met at the Internet Cafe in Kuwait City who told me, "When I was a student, we didn't have the Internet. What we had were a few liberal professors, and we would get together with them quietly in their homes and talk about politics. Now, as a student, you can sit at home and converse with the whole world." But, he confessed, he and his professors don't get together anymore like they used to.